peace, brothers and sisters.
相信大家都有一个丰丰富富的感恩节。
I know you have abundant Thanksgiving holiday.
不仅有丰富的属灵的粮食。
Not only the abundance of the spiritual food.
可能我们这个肉身的肚子也是很饱满的。
And then so do our belly.
虽然感谢主，让我们一年有这样的一次，能够和弟兄姐妹特别的为着神的恩典来感谢他。
And praise the Lord, He gave us this opportunity, and when we come before Him and give Him thanksgiving.
我记得在礼拜四感恩聚会完了之后，我们就是感觉啊，应该常常过感恩节。
After Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, we always should often do this.
因为觉得恩典实在是感谢不完。
Because there is no limit to thank Him.
我们现在读几处的经文，早晨。
Let's read some scriptures this morning.
请打开圣经，到哥罗西书第三章。
Book of Colossians, chapter 3.
新约圣经哥罗西书第三章，我们就读第十三节的后半节。
Colossians, chapter 3.Verse 13, second half.
主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
我们再读一次，主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
请再翻到以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章七节。
Ephesians chapter 1:7.
我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
请再翻到约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第七第一章
First John chapter 1
我们读七到九节
7-9
约翰一书第一章第七节我们若在光明中行如同神在光明中就彼此相交他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理不在我们心里了我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin If we claim to be without sin we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us If we confess our sins he is faithful and justAnd will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
最后一处我们要读马太福音。马太福音第十八章。
Book of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章我们从第十五节读到第十八节。
Verse 15 to 18.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你你就去。趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来他若听你你便得了你的弟兄他若不听你就另外带一两个人同去要凭两三个人的口做见证句句都可定准若是不听他们就告诉教会若是不听教会就看他像人和税吏一样我实在告诉你们凡你们在地上捆在天上也要捆凡你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放
If your brother or sister sins go and point out their fault just between the two of you if they listen to you you have win them over but if they will not listen take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses if they still refuse to listenTell it to the church, and if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you were a pagan or a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's bow and pray.
主感谢你早晨我们能够在饼杯面前一同再来思想你的爱
Lord thank you this morning we can meditate your love before your table
主你的爱是广阔高深
Your love is so breathless highs and depths
主是过于人所能测度
It's beyond our imagination
但如今我们能够借着众圣徒一同来认识你爱的广阔高深
But we will know your love is so breathless highs and depths and with all the saints
我们心实在是被你的爱所激励
Our heart was encouraged by your love
我们何等愿意我们能够用我们的一生来敬拜来赞美你
And how we wish to worship you with our whole life
主何惊人大爱何能如此
An amazing love how can it be
主你竟然爱我们这样的罪人
And then you love sinners like I
主求你借着圣灵再将这样的大爱浇灌在我们心里
May you pour your great love to your hearts
就好像我们每一个蒙恩的人都爱我们主耶稣
So that each of the beloved child will love you
像我们也都能够像我们主耶稣
We will be like you
能够彼此相爱
And we will love one another
我们加一下时间仰望你
And then we look upon the time upon you
求你在我们每个人身上我们说话
May you speak to each of us
愿有耳的都能够听
May we all listen when who have ears
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name Amen
我们刚刚所读哥罗西书主的话告诉我们要主怎样饶恕你们你们也要怎样彼此饶恕
The scripture we just read in the Colossians and then forgive as the Lord forgave you
我们知道这里从这句话让我们看到饶恕人是主给我们的命令
And then from here we know to forgive is the order from the Lord
我不晓得弟兄姊妹对于这个命令呢大家啊感觉怎么样
I don't know how do you feel about this commandment
但这个命令实在是说出了主自己的性情
But this commandment is the character of the Lord
因为主他实在是乐意饶恕人
Because he's willing to forgive us
而这里主给我们命令说要饶恕人他有一个标准
And then here the forgiveness has a standard
就是他有一个榜样
Or is an example
我们饶恕人的榜样和标准乃是主如何饶恕我们
The example and or the standard is our Lord
意思就是说我们要能够饶恕别人饶恕那得罪我们的人就像主饶恕我们一样
It means we have to forgive the one who sinned against us like a Lord forgive us
我们知道现代人对于这个主的饶恕呢有一些偏差的观念
We know nowadays people have the concept of forgiveness has deviated
很可能就连我们基督徒对主的饶恕也 有不够准确的认识
Maybe as Christians we do not understand the forgiveness very accurately
我们常常感觉既然神是这样子丰盛慈爱和怜悯
And then sometimes we feel that Lord is with so much mercy and grace
不论我们犯了多大的罪
No matter how great our sin
不论我们犯了多少的罪
No matter how much we sin against him
神都一定饶恕我们
He must forgive us
这观念对不对呢
Is that right?
那这是可能感觉上觉得非常理所当然的
we feel it is right
但当这样的观念在人的心里头就产生了一个问题
but this kind of concept will cause a problem
就让我们在神的丰盛的慈爱和怜悯的里头反而堕落了
and then we will corrupt under his grace and his mercy
我们就放纵了肉体的情欲
and we will make our flesh is lust
我就听过这样的一个例子
I heard an example a story
我们知道在过去二十年神的福音在中国非常的兴旺
we know in the past 20 years God's gospel is prospered in China
我们知道那个人信福音啊是一村子一村子的人在信福音、啊、
You know there is a village by village and people were saved
我就有两位姐妹她们就是这样子去传福音
I have two sisters and they share gospel like this
她们走入到一个村子里头传福音传了以后呢大半的人都信主了
They walked into a village and then they proclaimed gospel and then more than half of the village they were saved
然后继续的再往下一个村庄里头去传福音
And then they go claim gospel to the next village
所以这福音能够在中国这样的兴旺我们赞美我们的主
And then praise the Lord and then his gospel will be prosper in China like this
然后我们看见神的真理没有能够在信主的人当中能够被 建立，那我们看见就产生了许多问题。
And then we see the truth of the God is not well established, but they cause problems.
我就听过有弟兄这样子告诉我，就是他们知道在一个地方有一个村子。
I heard a brother told me there was a village in China.
也是因着这样听了福音，许多的村里头人都信了主。
Because they heard gospel this way, and many villages, and they believers.
但后来发现，这个许多基督徒的这个村子里都充满了许多的罪恶。
But later found there are so many sins, crimes in those so-called Christian villages.
那一些外面的弟兄姊妹就很关心这件事，就去了解到底怎么回事。
So many brothers and sisters they were concerned about this, so they go there and investigate.
后来他们就发现，在那村里头，后来就兴起了一个传道人。
And then among one of the village,
这是这个好所谓的传道人。
And then among those village, there is so-called preacher.
因为我们知道，在中国村庄里头，大部分人都没有受很好的教育。
You know, at those rural villages, they're not well educated.
所以只要有一个人稍微能够识字，能够读圣经啊，他就变成了传道人了。
If people can read, and then they know some part of the Bible, and they become preacher.
这个问题在哪里呢？
And what is the problem?
这个传道人啊，就成天的来教导那村里头的弟兄姐妹们，这神是丰盛慈爱和怜悯。
And this preacher tell all the believers, and God is full of grace.
当然，他是根据自己的意思。
Of course, interpret by his own understanding.
他在里面到一个程度说，既然神是这样子有丰盛慈爱和怜悯，所以呢，我们犯罪都没有关系。
And then he taught them in the point that since God is so merciful, then no matter what we do, he will forgive us.
所以弟兄姐妹对于神的慈爱和怜悯就产生一个偏差的一个认识。
So that they have misunderstood the concept of God's forgiveness.
他们以为神丰盛的慈爱和怜悯恩典是让我们犯罪的。
And they thought that God's abundance forgiveness is to let us sin more.
以至于在他们中间充满了许多的罪恶。
And that's why among them there's so many sins.
弟兄姐妹，殊不知神的丰盛的恩慈乃是要领我们悔改。
And then, but they didn't know, but God's mercy is to guide, lead us to repent.
神饶恕我们，他是付出了何等重大的代价。
He forgave us by paying a great price.
就早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来认识神如何饶恕了我们。
And then we would like to know together and how He forgave us.
好像我们也能够照他怎样饶恕我们，我们也能够饶恕别人。
So that we can forgive each other as He forgave us.
我们知道从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
And we know after Adam and Eve sinned.
我们看见他们吃了神所吩咐不能吃的那树上的果子。
They ate the fruit that is God forbidden them to eat.
他们就犯了罪。
They sinned.
他们就躲避神的面。
And then they run away from God's face.
因为他们不知道他们该怎么办。
Because they didn't know what they should do.
但是我们看见还是这位爱的神来寻找那犯罪的人。
But we see it is the loving God come to seek them.
为什么神要来寻找亚当和夏娃呢？
Why God and then sought Adam and Eve?
那是因为神乐意赦免他们的罪。
Because God is willing to forgive their sins.
所以我们看见神主动的来寻找人。
We know God come here to seek man.
神为了最堕落的人预备了那罪得赦免一条路。
God make a way for sinners to be forgiven.
神就取了动物的皮给他们披上遮盖他们的羞耻。
So God has to kill an animal and to use the skin to cover their sins.
我们看见到后来神拣选了以色列百姓作为他在地上万民中间的见证。
And we know God later on he chose Israelites to be the testimony of his forgiveness.
是不是因为以色列人他们很完美呢?
Is it because your lives are perfect?
是因为以色列人不犯罪，所以神拣选他们做他的见证吗？
Is it because they didn't sin, so that God chose them?
我们知道不是。
It is not.
当神借着大人的手将他们从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
When God took them out of the Egypt by His mighty hand.
我们看见他们一次一次的犯罪得罪神。
We know they sin against God over and over.
然后我们看见神却为他们预备了赎罪的方法。
And then we know that God prepared a way of their forgiveness.
就叫他们能够借着献祭，他们的罪得 得蒙赦免。
That is through the sides, their sin will be forgiven.
当犯罪的人照着神所吩咐的，他带着祭牲，或是牛、羊，或是鸽子，来到神的面前。
When a sinner come before Lord with his sacrifice with a goat, calves, or pigeons.
他们就按手在他们所献的祭牲。身上,
they will lay their hands on their sacrifice animal.
就把他们所犯的罪就转到了这个祭牲的身上。
So their sin will be transferred on the animal.
这祭牲就成为那赎罪 的祭牲。
And then this animal will become a sacrificial animal.
借着这样的祭牲的血，神就不纪念人的罪。
So through the blood shed, through the animal, God will not remember the sins from the man.
借着犯罪人所献的祭牲呢？他们所犯的罪在神面前就蒙神赦免。
Through the sacrificial animal, all the sins they sinned that will be forgiven.
而且神清楚地告诉他们说，你们的罪就必蒙。
And God told them clearly, your sin must well be forgiven.
所以我们从旧约圣经让我们看，赦免人的罪乃是神所喜悦的心意。
Through the Old Testament, we know the forgiveness is the heart desire of God.
神亲自为犯罪的人预备了那罪蒙赦免的那个道路。
And then God prepared a way for sinners to be forgiven.
我们知道到了新约，神更是把他赦罪的心意更清楚完全的启示出来。
In the New Testament, God revealed His forgiveness to us very clearly.
在希伯来书的作者告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In book of Hebrew, it says, without the shedding of blood, a sin will not be forgiven.
所以我们看见从第一个人犯罪一直到整个旧约以色列的历史，让我们看见乃是借着血使人的罪得蒙神的赦免。
Through the first man who sinned and through the whole entire history of the Israelites, we know it's through the blood that our sins were forgiven.
但希伯来书的作者告诉我们，到了新约的时候，基督来了。
And then book of Hebrew tells us that the New Testament Christ came.
做了将来美事的祭司。
I'm a high priest of the good things.
他不仅是那至高的祭司。
He's not only the high priest.
他也亲自成了那最美的祭物。
And he becomes sacrifice.
不再是用山羊或牛犊的血。
And he's not entered with the blood of the goats and the calves.
基督乃是用自己的血一次进入圣所。
But he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood.
他就成就了那永远赎罪的事。
And thus he obtained eternal redemption.
乃是神的羔羊，神的爱子，用他的血来赎所有人在神面前一切的亏欠。
That is the Lamb of God, his son. And then he sacrificed himself once for all our sins.
到了新约，我们就看见神的心意完全向人显明。
And in the New Testament, we know God revealed His heart desire to us.
他差遣他的独生爱子为那神赎罪的羔羊。
He sent His beloved Son to be a perfect lamb.
主耶稣在十字架上一次献上，成为那永远的赎罪祭。
He sacrificed for all time, one sacrifice for all sins.
直到我们看见神赦罪的恩典乃是向世人完全的显明。
We know he reveals his grace of forgiveness to all of us.
所以从神的话语叫我们看见赦免人的罪实在是神所喜悦的心意。
From his words we know to forgive our sins, that is his heart desire.
而且为了赦免人的罪，神他主动他亲自预备了赦罪之法。
In order to forgive our sins, he prepared a way to forgive us.
在希伯来书第十章那里也告诉我们
In Hebrews chapter 10 tells us
神赦免人的罪乃是在他儿子在他爱子基督里。
And he forgave our sins in his son.
所以在旧约里头借着牛羊鸽子的血来暂时叫神赦免人的罪。
In the Old Testament, through the blood of goats and calves and the pigeons, our sin temporarily be forgiven.
但是经上告诉我们，牛和羊的血断不能除去人的罪。
But the Bible tells us the blood of the goats and the calves and the pigeons will not cover our sins.
在旧约的时候，神来借着祭牲牛羊鸽子的血来叫人的罪暂时被遮盖起来。
In the Old Testament, our sins will temporarily be covered by the blood of the animal.
就好像假如说这个是这样一个罪，
For example, that is a sin.
然后把这个东西呢，就暂时就把它遮盖起来。
I will just temporarily cover it.
就神在神的面前，神好像看不见这个人所犯的罪。
In God's eyes, and it seems God will not see our sin.
这是这牛羊鸽子的血所做所成就的功
效。That is the work from the blood of the animal.
然后我们看见我们人所犯的罪，虽然是被遮盖了。
And even our sins were covered.
但是你发现我们的罪仍然在那里。
But our sins are.
虽然神暂时算我们没有罪。
Even temporarily, count us free of sin.
但是我们所犯的罪仍然没有除去。
But our sins still they are not removed.
然后我们看见，当基督自己将自己献上作为永远的赎罪祭。
And we see when Christ sacrificed himself as the eternal sacrifice.
基督的宝血不再是遮盖我们的罪而已。
And his blood is not only cover our sins.
他乃是把我们的罪给除去了。
And then he removed our sins.
再也神不仅不纪念。
And then God is not only not to remember our sins.
我们的罪就完全被洗净了。
And then also our sins were totally be washed.
好像我们从来没有犯过这个罪一样。
It seems we never sinned.
有一次，马丁路德就是宗教改革家马丁路德，在一次他生重病的时候。
Once when Martin Luther, and then he was a critically ill.
那时候呢，那撒旦呢？就来控告他。
Satan came to condemn him.
那撒旦带了他的一大卷的一卷书卷。
And Satan carried a scroll.
那书卷两面写了密密麻的字。
And then in the both side and be written of many words.
那马丁路德就问撒旦，你这个书卷是做什么的？
And then Martin Luther asked Satan, "What is this scroll for?"
这就是。你所有你所犯过的罪都记在这个书卷上面。
And then Satan told him, "This is all the sins you have sinned."
书卷的两面密密麻麻的。
It's full of his sins.
马丁路德就接过来，就读了这个书卷上面所记载他所犯过的罪。
And then Martin Luther, you know, he read all those sins that he committed.
句句都是真实的。
And they're all true.
他心里头就觉得在撒旦面前就实在是有点。惊惶。
And then he feel trembled.
然后他就问说，那还有吗？
And he asked Satan, "Is there?"
撒旦又拿了另外一卷书卷。
And Satan then take out another scroll.
那书卷两面又写着密密麻麻的字。
And then it's written by his sins.
马丁路德一看，实在又是他在神面前所犯的所有的罪。
And then Martin Luther and then read and then see those are all true sins that he committed.
马丁路德就问撒旦还有吗？
And then Martin Luther asked Satan, "Is there any more?"
撒旦说还有一卷。
Is it one more?
又拿了一个书卷，也写了马丁路德记载了马丁路德所有犯过的罪。
And he took out another scroll and is full of the sins that he committed.
这时候马丁路德实在是在这个撒旦的控告面前，他似乎快要站立不住。
And then Martin Luther and then almost couldn't stand anymore.
撒旦也洋洋得意的在那里等着马丁路德站立不住。
And then Satan was so satisfied to see that Martin Luther will not stand before God.
马丁路德突然间他拿起一支笔来。
And all of a sudden Martin Luther picked up a pen.
他就用了那沾红墨水。
And then he put in the red ink.
他就在这三个书卷上面就写。
And he wrote in these three scrolls.
他说神儿子耶稣的血洗净我一切的罪。
The Son of God, the blood of Son of God washed all my sins away.
突然间这三个书卷两面所有的马丁路德的罪状突然间全部都不见了。
And then all his sins were disappeared on the scroll.
那个撒旦就落荒而逃。
Satan ran away.
同姐妹，今天这是我们所站的地位。
And today that is our position we stand.
不是因为我们没有犯过罪。
Not because we didn't sin.
我们在神面前实在是犯了许许多多得罪神的事。
We sin against God many times.
然而今天我们的得胜的地位在哪里？
But where's our victorious position?
就如同马丁路德所做的见证。
Like the testimony from the Martin Luther.
乃是因神儿子的血洗净我们一切的罪。
Because the blood of Son of God washed all our sins away.
不仅神也不纪念。
Not only God will no longer remember our sins.
撒旦也再也不能控告我们。
And then Satan will not condemn us.
所以我们看见神赦免人的罪的心意乃是在神儿子的里面。
We know that the heart desire of God to forgive us is in His Son.
而神赦免我们的罪乃是借着他爱子的血。
And then God forgave our sin is through the blood of His beloved Son.
神赦免我们的罪并不是代表说我们犯罪没有无所谓。
And then God forgave our sin, it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter if we sin.
所以姐妹，我们实在是需要，何等需要认识罪就是罪。
We need to understand sins are sins.
我们必须要认识我们的神，他虽然是一位慈爱怜悯的神。
We know our God is He is merciful.
但他却也是那圣洁荣耀的神。
But he is a glorious and holy God.
没有一个罪能够在他面前站立得住。
No sin will stand before him.
没有一个有罪的人能够来到他的面前而仍存活。
No sinners can be alive before him.
所以在神的眼中是何等的可怕。
Terrible if sin before God.
所以在神的眼中是何等的可恶。
And it is all abominable to God.
所以在神的面前是一件非常严肃的事情。
To sin is a very serious matter.
很多时候我们对罪的感觉实在太轻了。
And then sometimes we don't feel to sin is a great matter.
以至于有些时候我们犯罪的时候我们还没有什么感觉。
So that sometimes when we sin, we don't feel it.
但是我们必须要知道每一个我们所犯的罪都深深地伤害神的心。
But sister, we should know each single sin that we committed to God, it will hurt him.
不是不只是大卫犯了那么大的罪，他伤了神的心。
Not only the great sin that David committed to hurt God.
就是我们生活当中极小的事情。
Even it's the minor thing that we committed.
极小的罪。
It's the minor.
可能人都不介意。
Even people don't care about it.
但是只要罪。
But if it is a sin,
这个罪就深深地伤了神的心。
This sin hurt God.
神就必须要为这个罪，他必须要付上极重的一个代价。
God has to pay a great price for this sin.
所以我们看见神他今天是何等的有慈爱和怜悯。
We know how merciful our God is.
虽然我们身上，我们生活当中常常的得罪神。
Even we often sin against Him.
但神却定义不将这罪的刑罚和他的愤怒临在我们身上。
But God predestined that He will not pour the wrath of our sins to us.
就如以赛亚书所说的
，Like Book of Isaiah says，
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
By His punishment, we receive peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
We are healed by the stripes He received.
我们看见神，我们所犯的每一个罪。
We know each single of our sins.
神都必须要将他的愤怒和将罪的刑罚临，把他倾倒在主的身上。
And then God will pour each of this wrath of the sins onto His Son.
弟兄姐妹，在基督以外没有神的赦免。
There is no other forgiveness outside Christ.
除了爱子的血，没有饶恕。
Other than the blood of the blood of the beloved Son, there is no other forgiveness.
因为我们实在是需要认识我们所犯的每一个罪，而叫神要付上极伤痛的一个代价。
We should know that all sins that we committed, God will pay a great price for it.
就是神必须要把他的爱子挂在十字架上。
He has to hang His beloved Son on the cross.
这里我个人觉得，我们心思里头有时候产生一个问题。
And sometimes I think sometimes we have a problem.
有时候我们觉得，既然我们的主挂在十字架上，为了承担世人所有的罪。
And sometimes we think since a Son of God.And hang on the cross and for all ends.
或许是千千万万的罪都挂在主耶稣，都担在主耶稣的身上。
And then he is over 10,000 of sin upon his shoulder.
那我们再多一两个有什么差别吗
？And then what's the difference would make if we add one or two more？
弟兄姐妹，当你我们偶尔为过犯所胜犯罪的时候
，But sisters, when you and I, and if we sin once or twice.
那是不是撒旦在我们心思里头所说的谎言
And it's the lies that Satan accused.
既然你一生这么多的罪，主耶稣都为你在十字架上承担了。
And it says God is take all your sins away.
那你再犯一两个小罪有什么差别？
It doesn't matter if you sin once or twice.
姐妹，那是撒旦的谎言。
That is the lies from Satan.
对神而言。
For God.
如果全世界只有一个人，就是只有你犯这个罪。
If the whole world's only you and you sin this once.
可能是一个贪心。
Maybe it's a greedy.
可能是一句的谎言。
Maybe it's a lie.
你说这算不得什么。
You think it's nothing.
但是就你的这一个罪。
But for this sin from you.
神必须把他的爱子耶稣基督挂在十字架上。
He has to crucify his beloved son on the cross.
因为那是我们对罪所需要的一个认识和感觉。
And then we should understand what the matter of sins.
一个再小的罪。
Even it's a tiny one.
只要它是罪。
If it's a sin.
神都必须为了这个罪将他的儿子挂在十字架上。
God has to hang his beloved son on the cross.
实在求主把对罪的认识深深的刻印在我们心里头。
May God engrave this understanding to us about sin.
好像我们不犯罪，不是因为怕罪的刑罚或结果。
Let us to understand we don't sin not because of the result of the sin.
不是因为怕说我在考试的时候作弊，怕被老师抓到。
It's like you cheat on the test that you are afraid to be caught.
我们必须要认识作弊这件事情是一个。
We should know to cheat the sin.
对神来说，这是一个罪。
For God is a sin.
为这个罪，神必须要将他的儿子钉在十字架上。
For this sin, God has to hang His beloved Son on cross.
我们何等需要认识罪的可怕和他的可恶。
We need to know how terrible and an abominable a sin is.
而罪还有罪所带来的代价。
And of course, sin comes with a price.
好像我们能够从心里头恨恶罪。
So that we will really hate sin.
好像我们不轻易的犯罪。
So that we do not sin easily.
因为着我们每一个罪，神必须将他的爱子挂在十字架上。
Because for each one single sin, then God has to crucify His Son.
那个是罪的代价。
That is the price of sin.
每一个罪的代价，都是神的儿子在十字架上必须要流出他的血。
That each price of sin is His beloved Son has to hang on the cross and shed His blood.
所以我们看见这爱子的血，在爱子的头，神才能够饶恕人的罪。
We know I'll only be forgiven in the blood, beloved Son.
所以我们看见这爱的血，让我们看见基督的十字架。
And then this blood of His beloved Son, that is the cross.
而只有在耶稣基督钉十字架的里面。
Only in the blood He was shed on the cross.
我们看见神公义的性情和神慈爱的性情完全的得着满足。
And then we know God's just, and then it will be satisfied.
因为罪在那里得着了审判。
Because sin was justified on the cross.
而神爱人的心在那里得着了满足。
And then God satisfied His heart to love people.
这是神的爱子借着他的血所成就的救恩。
That is the beloved Son accomplished the salvation through His blood.
所以我们看见神对人所犯的罪的赦免是在基督里。
And we know the forgiveness of our sins is in Christ.
神能够饶恕人的罪，乃是借着爱子的血。
God can forgive our sins through the blood of His beloved Son.
这样的赦免呢，有几方面的特性。
And then this forgiveness comes with several characteristics.
乃是一切的罪，借着爱子的血，都可以得着赦免。
All our sins can be forgiven through the blood of His beloved Son.
当然我们知道那亵渎圣灵的罪呢，是不得饶恕。
Except for one, it's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
但是所有的其他的罪，所有一切的罪，都是借着爱子的血可以得着赦免。
All other sins can be forgiven through the blood of His beloved Son.
就是我们犯了滔天的大罪。
Even the greatest one.
或许像大卫那样子，又犯了奸淫，又谋杀别人的丈夫。
Even the sins like David committed, he committed adultery and a murder.
只要我们认我们的罪，这个罪就可以得着，靠着爱子的血可以得着赦免。
If we commit our sins by His blood, and we will be forgiven.
所以很多时候我们就 又中了从你另外一个诡计。
And sometimes we fall in the trick of Satan.
就说哎呀，我们犯了这个罪呢，可能是神不能饶恕我。
Sometimes we I sin so greatly that God will not forgive me.
因为这个罪我犯了一次，犯了两次，犯了几十次、几百次。
And I sin once or twice and even that many times and over 100 times.
撒旦在我们里头在那里控告我们。
And Satan accuses.
你这个罪，神是不能够饶恕
了。And he will say this sin will not be forgiven by God.
但主，我们实在是何等需要认识那爱子的血的功效。
And but sisters, we need to know the works of the blood of His beloved.
没有一样的罪是爱子的血所不能够洗净的。
No sin that He cannot be washed.
而且，当我们认我们的罪的时候
，When we commit our sin, confess our sins,
神儿子的血洗净我们的罪
，And His blood will wash our sins away.
神再也不纪念
，God will not count it anymore.
神再也不会记得我们所犯过的罪。
He will not remember it anymore.
这不人。
It's not like us.
我们人啊，就不能够这样子来饶恕别人。
We give others like this.
很多时候，有的好像暂时饶恕人。
Sometimes we temporarily forgive people.
但你发现过一段时间。
But after a while.
那个别人啊，又犯了同样的罪。
And another people sin the same one.
你就发现我们上次那个。并没有真正的饶恕。
And actually, you are not truly forgive him.
因为我们还记得。
Because we still remember.
这是为什么在家里头夫妻吵架，越吵越厉害。
That's why when a couple argue, and then they will argue greatly.
因为吵架的题材啊越来越多。
Because you will have more things to say.
我们老是在那里翻旧账。
We will always come from the older accounts.
即使虽然上一次好像饶恕了对方
Even though it seems you forgave the other one last time.
但这次又争吵的时候
And then when you argue this time.
你却仍然记得他上一次怎么样伤害了你
And you still remember how he hurt you last time.
弟兄姐妹，神的饶恕不是这样
And that's not the forgiveness from
him. 神一旦在他爱子的宝血饶恕了我们
And then if God forgive us in His beloved Son, and He will not count and remember forever.
而且神赦免我们的罪也没有也是没有条件的。
And then His forgiveness is unconditional.
不讲理由的。
It doesn't come with reason.
也不像我们人。
Not like us.
夫妻吵架常常有一个很大的难处。
And then when a couple argue because we have a problem.
就是我们讲理。
We like to reasoning.
丈夫有丈夫的理。
Husband has the reason.
妻子有妻子的理。
Wife has her reason.
我们中国人说，公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
Like our Chinese saying, husband and wife have their own reasons.
所以就争吵不休。
And then they will continually argue.
我读到一个故事，一个小故事。
I heard a story.
如果刚好跟弟兄姐妹家里发生的事情一样的话，那不是你们的故事。
If it's happened to you, that's not your story.
就有一次啊，一对夫妻啊，在为了吃晚饭的这个菜啊，就发生争执。
Once a couple argue with what to eat for the dinner.
就两个人就吵起来了。
And they fight.
越吵越气。
And then they argue, and then they more angry.
就饭也吃不下去了。
And they couldn't eat.
就各自回自己的房间。
And they went to their own room.
那个晚上，妻子就在房间里头等丈夫来跟她认错。
A wife that night was waiting for husband come here say sorry.
她心里想，他若来先跟我认错，我就饶恕他。
And she thought if he come here ask forgiveness, I will forgive him.
丈夫也气嘟嘟的在自己在另外一个房间里面等着妻子来先跟他认错。
The husband was waiting for the wife come here to say sorry to him.
他心里想，如果妻子先跟我认错，那我就饶恕他。
And then he thought if the wife come here say sorry and then I'll forgive her.
就那天晚上，两个人没有一个人先向对方认错。
And then nothing happened that night.
他们夫妻两个人就分房而睡。
And then they slept separately.
就这一睡就过了好几年。
And then that kept for a couple of years.
没有一个人。愿意先向人错。
No one would say sorry to the others first.
你发现我们对人的饶恕，它是有条件的。
And then we discover that the forgiveness to others comes condition.
我们对人的饶恕常常是讲理由的。
And then our forgiveness comes reasons.
然而神却是在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
But for God, when we were sinners, Christ died for us.
同姐妹，不是因为我们改好了。
It's not because we make it good.
不是因为我们这个人变得比较好了，神才饶恕我。
Not because we become better.
因为来说我们还做罪人的时候。
But when we were sinners.
甚至我们还在犯罪的时候，神基督就为我们死了。
Even we were still sin, Christ died for us.
所以我们看见神的饶恕乃是没有条件、不讲理由的饶恕。
And then we see God's forgiveness. It comes with no condition and reason.
啊、我们新南区有一对夫妻。
There's a couple.
他们刚蒙恩不久的时候发生一件事。
There's a couple at West Office after they were saved. There's something happened.
他们两个是啊、一同信主，一同神。
They were baptized together.
就那个受浸没多久呢，有一次呢。碰巧也是在晚饭的事情上面有一点点冲突。
And then after they were baptized, it happened there was the argue at about dinner.
我不晓得是不是中国人哈、啊，常常在吃的事情上面总是有一些不同的看法。
I don't know.
矛盾比较多一点。
If it's because we're Chinese and we argue a lot about what to eat.
所以呢，好像那个弟兄呢，就有点埋怨这个姐妹做的菜，这妻子做的菜呢。可能做的不合他胃口。
That time, the husband complained about the food from his wife.
然后两个人呢就不高兴了。
And they were unhappy.
不晓得他们后来有没有分房睡。
I don't know if they sleep in a different room.
但第二天呢，这个先生呢就去上班了。
And the second day, the husband went to work.
妻子呢，其实她也是上班，但她从家里在家里上班。
And the wife works. She works at home.
哎呀，那白天第二天白天还在气，还在生气。
And then she's still mad.
她觉得这丈夫岂有此理。
And then she feels her husband is so unreasonable.
我的工作也这么忙。
I'm busy.
家里面的事这么多。
I have so many housework.
还做晚饭给他吃。
And I have cooked dinner for him.
他还不感恩。
He's not grateful for me.
还发怨言。
And he complains.
算了，今天晚上要好好治治他。
And I'll punish him tonight.
这姐妹打算啊，今天就罢工了，不做晚饭。
He decided to on strike that night.
让她丈夫回家以后啊，吃方便面。
And then she will let her husband come home and eat instant noodle.
不是姐妹为她准备的，让她自己准备去煮方便面。
She's not only to prepare instant noodle for me, he was going to cook himself.
当还在这里，在那里想这个事情的时候
，When she thought about this,
突然间圣灵就感动她。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit touched her.
圣灵就将神饶恕的爱浇灌在她的心里头。
And the Holy Spirit poured love of the forgiveness to her.
我们姐妹起初啊，她还不愿意。
At the beginning, she's not willing to do so.
还要讲理啊。
And she still tried to listen.
她觉得丈夫太不讲理了。
And then she still feels the husband is unreasonable.
她心里头实在觉得委屈。
And then she just feels ill-treated.
然后当基督的爱浇灌在充满在她的心里头。
And then the love of the Holy Spirit poured to her.
我们姐妹实在是在基督的爱里，她服下来。
But she humbled by the love of the Christ.
她就准备 为弟兄准备了他最喜欢吃的菜做当天的晚餐。
So she prepared the husband's favorite food.
我们看见啊，这个姐妹在那时候因基督的爱，她从心里头已经饶恕了她的弟兄。
At that point, she already forgave her husband.
是不是？她已经饶恕了。
She already forgave him.
但是呢，弟兄呢，知不知道
？Is the husband know?
弟兄还不知道。
He hasn't know yet.
因为在工作里，搞不好还提心吊胆的。
He's still working. Maybe he's not uneasy.
他可能良心啊，应该感觉有点亏欠。
Probably he feel a little bit guilty.
他就想今天晚上回家可能暗吃了。
He probably thought I probably dinner.
他里头啊还没有那个赦罪的平安，是不是
？He probably don't have the peace of the forgiveness.
虽然妻子已经饶恕他了。
Even though the wife forgave him.
在弟兄里头啊，他还没有蒙饶恕。
Maybe the husband has not received the forgiveness.
然而当他回家之后。
But after he went home,
他不仅蒙了饶恕，
he's not only received the forgiveness,
他能够享受妻子的饶恕，
and he will re-enjoy the forgiveness from his wife.
弟兄们，这就是神向着我们，神在爱子里头饶恕我们。
This is the forgiveness in his beloved son.
不是我们认罪悔改之后神才饶恕我们。
It's not because after we confess our sins, then he forgives us.
在我们还没有认罪悔改之前。
And then before we confess our sins,
神在他那无条件的爱里已经饶恕了我们。
In His unconditionally love, He forgave us.
只是我们还没有经历到。
We haven't experienced it.
只是我们还不能够享受到神的饶恕。
We haven't enjoyed His forgiveness yet.
是等到我们来到神的面前。
Until we come before Him.
我们若认罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是只是公义。
He is faithful and just.
神已经饶恕了我们。
He had already forgiven us.
当我们认我们的罪的时候。
When we confess our sins.
我们就能够经历神的饶恕。
We will experience His forgiveness.
我们就能够享受神的饶恕。
We will enjoy His forgiveness.
这是为什么神要我们要认我们的罪。
That's why God wants us to confess our sins.
不是因为神不饶恕我们。
Not because He cannot forgive us.
神已经饶恕了我们。
He had forgiven us.
但他必须要我们来认罪。
He wants us to come here to confess.
我们才能够经历，才能够享受神的饶恕。
Then we can experience and enjoy His forgiveness.
所以我们看见今天神说主如何，主怎样饶恕我们，主要我们也怎样饶恕人。
And that's why God here says, "Forgive as the Lord forgive you."
所以我们若没有经历主的饶恕
，if we haven't experienced the forgiveness of the Lord，
若我们没有享受过主的饶恕
，and then if we haven't enjoyed His forgiveness，
我们就没有办法照主怎么饶恕我们来饶恕得弟兄姐妹。
And there's no way for us to forgive the brother and sister who sinned against us like the Lord。
就当主经历了主的饶恕
，After we experience His forgiveness，
神那饶恕的爱在我们里头
，The love of His forgiveness will be in us，
能够成为那个力量，成为动力
，It will strengthen us，
使我们能够像他一样来饶恕别人
，So we are able to forgive one another like Him。
姐妹，如果我们记得神，他乐意饶恕得罪他的人
，If we remember, He's willing to forgive the people who sin against Him。
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们常常觉得饶恕别人是一件很难的事呢
？That's why we think it's so hard to forgive others.
那是因为在我们天然的生命里头，我们没有神这样的饶恕。
That's because in our nature we don't have such forgiveness.
而感谢主，如今神儿子的生命已经赐在你我的里面。
Thank Lord, and He already gave His life to us.
在这个生命里头有神的饶恕。
In His life, there is forgiveness.
让我们能够饶恕别人，像他饶恕我们一样。
So that we are able to forgive others like He forgave us.
而在马太福音十八章，在那里主耶稣用了一个比喻。来讲到关于饶恕的事。
In Matthew chapter 18, and then the Lord used a parable to talk about the forgiveness.
所以讲到那有一个那个天国，他说天国好像一个王要跟他欠他的人来算账。
It says that the kingdom is like a king will set account for his servant.
他来算账的时候呢，就有一个人呢，一个仆人是欠了1,000,000两。
There's one servant that owed him 10,000 bags of gold.
1,000,000两是很多的。
That is a lot.
所以这个仆人怎么样？他知道他自己无力偿还。
The servant knows there's no way for him to pay back.
主人就着这个仆人所亏欠的呢，他实在是有理由来要求说，你把你妻子儿女什么东西所有家产全部都卖来偿还你欠我的债。
The master has a right to ask the servant to sell his possessions to pay the debt.
哎呀，这个仆人欠1,000,000两的这个仆人啊，他里头实在是难过，实在是可怜，他就赶快求这个主人说，哎呀，求你这个宽容我。
And then,
说将来我都必偿还。
The servant feels so sorrow and pitiful, and then he begged the master to cancel his debt. He said, "I will pay you back."
弟兄姐妹，你认为这个欠1,000,000两的仆人能，他有那个能力偿还他所欠的债吗
？Do you think this servant is able to pay back everything he owed?
就当时做仆人的工资来算的话，他不要说一辈子还不了了。
For
the, 就是10辈子、100辈子，他也还不了这欠主人的债。
For the salary he made, and then even he cannot pay it back by his whole life, even next life.
那这里我们看见那个主人呢，就动了慈心。
And now you see, and the master has mercy on him.
他就赦免了这个仆人所亏的。
He cancelled all his debt.
故事我们都很熟悉。
And we all know this story.
然后呢，这个刚蒙赦免这个仆人呢，一到外出来以后
，The servant who just be his dad just be forgiving after he came out，
他就碰见一个欠他10两 的一个同伴。
And then he saw a fellow worker who owed him 100 silver coins.
哎呦，他就非常严厉的揪着他，掐住他的喉咙，一定要他把这欠的十两银子要还。
He choked him and then asked him to pay his debt.
他的这个同伴就像他刚刚求那个他的主人一样，也央求他说宽容他，他以后呢一定要还，会还他这个十两银子。
This fellow slave and then fall down and then plead with him and then ask him say and then cancel this and I'll pay you back.
相较于这个千万两他所欠的呢，这十两啊，相对来讲是非常非常小的，微小的。
This 100 silver coins compares to the 10,000 bags of gold is nothing.
但这个能极大赦免的人呢，他却不肯饶恕欠他十两的，就连他后再还他都不肯，就把他下到监里头去。
And then the servant who was greatly forgiven of his debt, but he is not willing to forgive the other one.
这里我要停一下。
I have to stop it.
兄弟们，你们怎么看这件事
？How do you think about this?
你们觉得这个人啊，刚蒙赦免，刚蒙主人赦免的一千万两。
The servant, he's ten thousand bags of gold was just be cancelled.
他为什么不肯放过这个欠他十两，而且呢，人家是很有可能可以偿还他的这个同伴，他怎么样都不肯饶恕他呢
？How can he cannot forgive and cancel the debt from the other one? Maybe he can pay it back.
我就在想啊，为什么会这样子呢
？I was wonder why.
我想来想去，实在是没有办法替他想到一个正当的理由。
I couldn't figure out why he couldn't do so.
我想，是不是他忘记了他刚刚某数
？I maybe he just forget what he the forgiveness he just received.
是不是这样子
？Is that so?
还是我想不出其他原因。弟兄们，或许你们想到其他的原因。
Maybe you can figure out another reason I couldn't.
他刚刚蒙了主人赦免他一千万两的债。
He just received forgiveness so greatly from his master.
然后他遇见了一个欠他十两债的一个人。
And then he saw one who owes him a little.
而且还是同伴。
That's his coworker.
为什么他里头没有像主人那样怜悯的心
？And how come he doesn't have a merciful heart like his master?
当我越想这个人的情形。
When I wonder about this person.
我就想到主借这个比喻还是指出我们的光景。
And then I think this is for this parable, the Lord is pointing out our condition.
主实在是盼望都能够看见他所饶恕我们的是多少。
And the Lord hopes that we'll see and how much he forgives.
向我们所施的恩惠是何等的大。
And then how great is his mercy on us.
然而我们对我们的同伴。
And then, but for our fellow man，
这同伴常常是我们比较亲的人，是不是
？And the fellow man is the one who close to us。
很可能是我们的配偶。
Maybe it's our spouse。
可能是我们聚会中的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe brother sister at our congregation。
这个同伴不会是在非洲、在中国的弟兄姐妹，是不是
？This companion is not a sister in China or in Africa。
很多时候，我们觉得得罪我们的，常常都是我们所最亲近的人。
And、many times we know people who are。And then who sin against us is the one who close to us.
但是主这样子的赦免了我们。
But Lord forgive us so.
为什么我们就掐住我们同伴的喉咙，不肯饶恕他呢
？And why we choke our follower? I mean our fellow workers, and will not forgive him.
就为了一件很小的事。
Just for a thing.
就为了一点点别人对我们的亏负。
And then maybe just a little bit against to us.
我们就不能从心里面来饶恕我们的弟兄，饶恕我们的姐妹。
And we're not able to forgive our brother or sister.
在这里主说完这个比喻以后，他说了一句很严厉的话。
And then after this parable, Lord has a serious saying.
然后这个主人就大怒。
And then this master was greatly angered.
当我们不能够从心里饶恕我们的同伴，像他饶恕我们一样。
If we cannot forgive our brother or sister like him forgive us.
他这样的，我们这样的一个态度， 会惹动神的愤怒。
And he said this such attitude will make our God angry.
箴言二十章就告诉我们，我们乃是自害己命。
And then in Proverbs 20 it says we harm our own life.
所以后来看见这个仆人啊，就受了他的亏损。
And then we know this servant, and he suffered loss greatly.
另外呢，也让我们看见说，我们如果不从心里面来饶恕我们的弟兄
，On the other hand, if we don't forgive our brother,
我们看见我们就与天国无份。
And then we are not the partaker of the heaven.
我们就不像天国的子民。
And we're not like the people. I mean.From heaven.
等到主回来，他的国度建立他的国度在地上的时候
，When God, when Lord comes back and then establishes His kingdom on earth,
我们就只能在黑暗里哀哭切齿一千年。
And then the only thing we can do is weeping and gnashing in the darkness for 1,000 years.
同学们，这是不饶恕人的一个例子。
And this is an example that.When we are not able to forgive others.
求主借着这样的一个例子显明我们的情形。
And then may Lord reveals our situation through this parable.
叫我们好好想一想，这么多人所赦免千万两银子的这个人。
And let's think about the person who received the great forgiveness.
就是我们。
That is us.
那我们岂不应该？像主人饶恕我们那样来饶恕我们的同伴。
Shouldn't we forgive our brother or sister like the Lord forgive us?
那我们怎么样子来这个饶恕我们的同伴呢？这个路在哪里呢
？Where's the way for us to forgive brother or sister?
在这里，马太十八章主也给我们有一个方向，就是我们如何能够来饶恕别人。
Then,
如同像主饶恕我们一样。
Here is a way in Matthew chapter 8, and then how we forgive others like the Lord forgives.
这段圣经常常啊，我们啊的认识有点点偏差。
And then sometimes we misunderstand this one.
所以我们刚刚所读的啊，主说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你。
And as if your brother or sister sins.
好，那这我就稍微退一步来看一下这个事。
And then that is give a little distance to see this matter.
这有两种情形，这句话可能有两种的情形。
Probably there is
two scenario
of this.
有一种情形是呢，你觉得你感觉啊，你的弟兄或者姐妹呢得罪你了。
Maybe you feel the brother or sister sin against you.
我就听过有这样弟兄啊对一件事一直过不去。
And then I heard as a brother, you can't let go for such thing.
他就说有一次啊，他到聚会当中
，and then one time, and then he went to church.
就有个弟兄啊，看他的那个眼神啊，那个表情不对。
And then a brother, the way the brother looked at him, he feel it was wrong.
他连招呼都没有跟他打。
And then that brother didn't say hi to him.
他心里头说，他就认定这个弟兄啊，肯定是瞧不起他。
And then he felt that this brother looked down upon.
我第一次听到这个弟兄跟我讲的时候，我以为他在开玩笑。
The first I heard him tell me, I think he was joking.
过了好几年，他还在讲。
After several years, he still talk about this thing.
我就想说，我想说他是真的是，至少对他来讲，他感觉上他好像被得罪了。
And then I feel at least he felt he and then the other brother was offended.
我就试着安慰他。
And I try to comfort him.
因为那个弟兄呢，我也认识。
Because I know the other brother.
他不是只是跟他打招呼。
He's not only not say hi to him.
他的个性就是那个样子。
That is personality.
他看人眼光就是那个样子。
That's the way he look at people.
那可能那天刚好跟妻子吵架，心情也不好。
Maybe that day he argued with his wife and he doesn't feel happy.
那天他生病了，或者跟老板吵架了。
Maybe he was sick. Maybe he was.Not happy with his boss.
所以这个情形呢，就是我们这个觉得被得罪的弟兄啊，他自己太敏感了。
This is the brother who feels he's offended. He's too sensitive.
这个不是这里所说的。
This is not what it says here.
这里主所说的乃是说，真的弟兄或者姐妹，有弟兄得罪了你。
Here is talking about there is a brother or sister truly sin against you.
Sin against you 就是他真的是在犯罪得罪了你。
He's really sin against you.
这时候我们怎么饶恕他
？And how do we forgive him？
所以在这里主给我们一个instruction。
And then Lord gives us instruction。
一步一步的。
step by step.
好，好，现在我们就一起来看哈。他说呢，啊，主说你要去。
And Lord says go.
那在去之前呢，我觉得我们需要有一些预备准备的工作。
Before we go, we have to prepare our heart.
就我刚刚前面讲到的，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
And then when you think about it, how Lord forgive us, and we should forgive others.
所以我们必须在主的面前，先从心里头来饶恕得罪我们这个弟兄。
Before Lord, we should forgive a brother.
哎，你等一下，我为什么讲错了
？Then you say, wait, brother, it's wrong.
是我丈夫得罪我。
It's my husband again.
他还没有来跟我认错，我怎么饶恕他呢
？He hasn't come to say sorry to me. How am I going to forgive him?
人的饶恕。
That is the forgiveness.
那主说他怎么饶恕了我们
？But Lord says, and how he forgive us?
乃是在我们还做罪人的时候，他饶恕了我们。
And he forgive us when we were sinners.
所以乃是这样，主怎么饶恕我们？这个饶恕必须要先在我们心里头。
This forgiveness has to be in our heart first.
我们必须要先饶恕得罪我们的人。
We have to forgive the people who offended us.
没有条件，没有理由。
With no condition and reason.
弟兄们，这才是主的饶恕。
That is the forgiveness of the Lord.
这实在是主给我们的一个祝福。
That is the blessing from the Lord.
因为若我们不饶恕人
，If we don't forgive others，
你知道最痛苦的人是谁吗
？And who is the one who feel painful？
可能还不是得罪我们那个人。
Maybe it's not the one who sin against you.
我常常听到姐妹们这么说。
I heard sisters often say.
也有弟兄这么说。
And then so do brothers.
姐妹说，这个丈夫啊，弄得气得不得了，就他呢，好像一样。
A wife says, my husband offended me. It seems nothing happened to him.
而丈夫也是很无辜的说。
And then the husband feels like so innocent too.
我就不晓得为什么我妻子发这么大脾气。
And then he will say, I don't know why my wife was so mad.
他是真的不知道。
He truly didn't know why.
这是真实的。
That's true.
所以我们看见主何等盼望我们能够从这个不饶恕的里头能够被释放出来。
I hope we all will be released from this unforgiveness.
你想说这个妻子气了半天啊，丈夫还不知道他在为什么生气。
The wife is so mad, but the husband doesn't know what happened.
所以主说，你乃是从心里面无条件的饶恕得罪你的人。
And the Lord says we have to be unconditionally to forgive the one who offended us.
当你饶恕了。你就被释放了。
If you forgive, you will be released.
当你饶恕了，你就再一次经历了主的饶恕。
And then if you forgive others, you will experience the forgiveness from the Lord.
然后才去。
Then you go.
那我们说，既然从心里饶恕，那还要去干嘛呢
？And then since we forgive that person, why should we go?
去不是为着我们。
If you go to him, it's not for you.
去不是让你去那边跟他讲理由。
You go is not let you go to.
是去那里跟他吵架羞辱他。
It's not you go to get to argue and insult him.
你去那是因为爱。
You go because you love.
那是因为你爱他。
Because you love him.
你愿意叫他得蒙赦免。
You are willing to let him be forgiven.
就像神愿意我们蒙他赦免一样。
It is like Lord.Is willing to let us to be.
好像他能够从罪的亏欠里头能够被拯救出来。
And so he will be saved from his guilty.
所以主的话很特别说，你不仅从心里饶恕，你还要去。
And that's why Lord tells us not only you have to forgive him willingly, you have to go.
你不要等那个大庭广众之下去跟他指出他的错来。
Do not point out his fault in public.
主说你还是要趁着只有他和你在一处的时候。
Lord said, "Go when just between two of you."
我们看见这是爱。
We see this is love.
你不仅从心里赦免饶恕。
Not only you forgive him.
你还要用你的爱来把弟兄挽回。
But you will gain him back by your love.
所以讲到我们夫妻之间有时候有争吵的时候。
And talking about the argument from a couple.
盼望弟兄姐妹切记不可以在孩子面前彼此的指责批评。
I hope brothers and sisters remember this. Do not argue and complain each other before your children.
我知道我们做夫妻的很多人。都有犯这样的错误。
And we know as husband and wife, we all make mistakes.
因为我们跟丈夫讲，指出他的错来，他不听。
When we point out our husband's mistakes and he will not listen.
不听呢，我们就在孩子面前 讲得更厉害。
And then we will speak more before children.
兄姐妹，这不是主的饶恕。
That is not the forgiveness of God.
我们真是像主一样从心里饶恕了对方。
If we forgive others like the Lord.
你里头乃是爱他。
You will love him.
你乃是为要找一个时间，趁着只有他和你在一起的时候。
You will find a time only between two of you.
你用爱心来挽回他。
And then you gain him back by love.
叫他能够从自己的过错里头能够被挽回过来。
And then you will gain him back and then from his mistakes.
在这里呢，有两个结果。
There are two results.
主说，如果他听了，你就得到弟兄了。
If he listens, you will win him back.
你看，就你的饶恕，他也蒙饶恕。
And you forgive him, and he is forgiven.
如果他不听呢
？If doesn't listen,
这个我们就很有经验了。
We have experience.
不听啊，我们就发更大的脾气。
If he doesn't listen, then we will throw more fit.
所以我说，当我们去跟对方指出他错误的时候呢，我觉得这是一个很好的指标。这指标就是 go indicator。这指标告诉我们，我们是不是从饶恕了对方。
That is a good indicator to see if we are truly forgive the other.
如果我们指出对方的错
，If we point out the fault，
对方如果不听
，If he doesn't listen，
那我们就生气了。
And then we get mad。
那我们就知道我们没有从心里头饶恕对方。
Then we know we are not truly forgive him。
对，如果我们跟对方指出对方的错误
，If we point out the fault from the other，
对方虽然不听
，Even though he doesn't listen，
但是你仍然爱他
，But you still love him。
这时候你就去找两三个人。
Then you go ask two or three.
你找一两个人呢，就是总共两三个人，来再来指出他的错。
Take one or two more others along and point out.
你们这里不是讲到说人多势众
？It is not talking about the more people you is more powerful.
你就找对人来帮忙你来讲理。
It's not you get help.
不是的，乃是因为透过你讲呢，他不能够接受。
It is because what you say is not able to receive.
这是我们另外找一两个人。
And then take one or two.
是认识他的，
also,
也是关心他、爱他的。
And all loves him.
他们不同的角度，用不同的温柔的言语，也来劝勉这个得罪你的人。
From different aspect and with tender words, and then it will just.Exalt him.
你的目的仍然是盼望把弟兄能够挽回来。
The same purpose that you want gain him back.
所以你看见，你虽然找一两个人这样去一同指出他的错。
Even though you take one or two and then to point out and his fault.
你不需要去那里定他的罪。
It is not you go there to accuse him.
你乃是用爱盼望把他挽回过来。
But you hope to gain him back by love.
如果还是不听。
If he still not listen.
好，这时候我们就报到教会里头。
And they report to church.
然后教会开个会，公开的公布他的罪行。
And the church held a meeting, and we will reveal his fault.
不是的。
No.
这样让我们看见，告诉教会，乃是盼望借着教会中属灵成熟的负责弟兄们。
And that's through the spiritual elderly.
多的人。
There will be more people.
能够用更多的爱心。
With more love.
能够用更多会委婉的言语。
And use more wise words.
用爱。盼望把这弟兄能够挽回过来。
And we will give him back with love.
盼望他能够认他的罪。
We hope he will confess his sin.
乃是为了要得着这个弟兄。
In order to gain him back.
好，那后来呢？再一句话，我们就常常会误会了。他说，如果不听教会的呢，就看他像外邦人和税吏。
And we will misunderstand in the following word that said if he still not listen, even not listen to the church, and we will.Treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
这是不是像我们所有些教会啊，就把这个人啊就开除了
？It is like some church, and then they will decide to let this person out of the church.
就这个连教会都不听，就给他开除掉了。
If this person not listen to the church, and we will let him go.
不是的。
Not so.
看他像外邦人和税吏，并不是说开除他。
We treat him as a pagan or tax collector is not the way we let him leave church.
看见教会就要暂时脱饼，停他服侍。
It is temporary, let him not to come in with us and then not have service.
因为我们知道这里讲到像外邦人和税吏，并不是他是外邦人和税吏，他是我们的弟兄。
It is not we treat him as a pagan or tax collector. They're not, but they're as.
但像外邦人和税吏呢，乃是让我们看见他们就不能够参与这个。饼杯的交通。
If they treat him as a pagan or a tax collector, they will not receive the communion.
不能参与神家的服事。
And he will not serve at church. household.
但这是暂时的。
That is just temporarily.
目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose?
盼望这个得罪人的人，犯罪的人，他能够悔改过来。
And then we hope, and then this person will confess and repent.
所以在这里，接着主就让我们看见，你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；在地上所释放，在天上也释放。
Then Lord let us to see, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.And whatever you lose, it will be loosed in heaven.
让我们看见，这时候教会就为这个犯在神的面前同心祷告。
And this is the whole church will for those sinners, for those people who sin against God, and we pray in accord.
借着祷告来捆绑撒旦在他身上的作为。
And through our prayers, it will bind what the work from Satan.
这个祷告叫我们弟兄我们所亲爱的弟兄能够从罪恶的捆绑里头得释放出来
through our prayers and we will let our beloved brother and then will be released from his sins
叫他能够真实的在神面前在人面前认罪悔改
and so that he will confess before God before people
弟兄姐妹因为我们的神他喜悦饶恕罪人
because our God he's pleasedto forgive people.
这应该是我们个人的见证。
That is our individual testimony.
这也是教会的见证。
And also it's a church corporate testimony.
主如何饶恕了我们我们也要怎样饶恕人。
And how Lord forgive us and then we forgive others.
弟兄姐妹神何等喜悦饶恕犯罪的人。
How Lord is pleased to forgive sinners.
神为了饶恕我们他连他的爱子都不吝。
In order to forgive our sins, and then he gave his only son.
他的爱子都为我们舍了。
And his beloved son gave his life to us.
愿神这样饶恕的爱也常常激励我们。
May the love of God's forgiveness will encourage us.
叫我们能够在饶恕人的事上来见证我们的神，他是一位喜悦饶恕人的人。
So that we can testify our Lord is willing to forgive us.
愿我们在饶恕人的事上也能够像我们的主耶稣。
And then let us to forgive as our Lord forgive us.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样一个宝贵的命令。
And Lord, we thank you for such precious commandment.
你让我们说，你怎样饶恕了我们，我们也要怎样饶恕人。
You let us know and forgive as you forgive us.
主，我们实在是要承认，在我们天然人的里头，我们没有这样的饶恕。
And we confess that in our natural.Man, we don't have such forgiveness.
对，主感谢你，因为如今你做了我们的生命。
Thank you, Lord, because now you are our life.
主在你里面有那无条件的饶恕。
In your life, there is unconditionally forgiveness.
主有那永远的饶恕。
And there is an eternal forgiveness.
主愿这样的爱也充满在我们心里。
May this love fill in our hearts.
主叫我们也能够彼此饶恕。
So that we can forgive each other.
主叫我们能够在饶恕的事上也能够像你。
And then so we will forgive like you forgive us.
所以牧者，我们每一个人在你面前来祈求祷告。
And we will pray for all of us.
主愿在这件事上，我们都能够见证你的荣耀。
May we all to testify your glory within the forgiveness.
你如何饶恕我们，我们也彼此饶恕。
And then how you forgive us, and we forgive one another.
主愿你得着一切的荣耀。
We glorify you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.